A Russian ammunition depot in Russian-occupied Makivka is apparently hit by at least two US-made missiles fired by Ukraine's military. Dramatic footage shows a massive fireball in the Russian-held Donetsk region over the city. It's part of Ukraine's counter-offensive to force Russian troops to withdraw from these and other Ukrainian territories. Moscow says one person was killed and dozens of people, including children, were injured in the Ukrainian attack. It came a day after, inside Russia, Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin claimed Ukraine launched a drone attack on the Russian capital and its region. Russia's foreign ministry said none of the five drones targeting the Moscow area caused injuries or damage, as four were shot down by air defenses and the other one lost control and crashed. Elsewhere, governors announced that Russia's Kursk and Belgorod regions came under fire from Ukrainian forces across the border in the early hours of Wednesday, but no casualties were reported. Ukraine was also hit by Russian missiles, including in the northeastern Kharkiv region, where a missile struck a car park of a residential building in Performansky. Authorities said dozens of people, including children, were injured in Tuesday's attack on the town. Separately, an overnight Russian rocket attack on Druskivka in the Donetsk region reportedly damaged residential buildings and a medical facility. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky also warned that Russia may plan to simulate an attack on Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Citing intelligence sources, he said Russian forces in Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia atomic power plant they occupy placed objects resembling explosives on the roofs of buildings at the site. On Tuesday, he briefed the French president Emmanuel Macron on what he called Russia's dangerous provocations. News of their talks came as a funeral service took place in Kiev for the celebrated writer Victoria Amelina. The 37-year-old Ukrainian novelist, poet, and public intellectual died from injuries sustained when a Russian missile attack struck a pizza restaurant in the eastern town of Kramatorsk last week, killing 12 people, including children. Despite the mounting death toll, clashes continue along the front lines of this devastating war. But critical journalists trying to report on Moscow's actions in Ukraine or on its warring cheerleader, the leader of the Russian province of Chechnya, faced dangers. On Tuesday, Yelena Milashina, the prominent journalist for Russia's independent Novaya Gazeta newspaper, was brutally beaten in Chechnya. She was moved to a hospital in Moscow. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.